Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 R R Kabel Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain from Orient Capital, their investor relations partner. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. Before we begin this call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not guaranteed for our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I hand over the call to Shri Gopal Kabra, sir, Managing Director of R R Kabel Limited. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronak. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on our Q2 FY24 financial results discussion call. On this call, I have with me our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Jain. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on the exchange and the company's website. I want to express my gratitude to the entire capital market fraternity, with a special mention to our shareholders for their enthusiastic response to our IPO and for placing your trust in us. Your strong faith in our company, business model, management, and industry is deeply appreciated. We are dedicated and focused on growing sustainably in the coming years, and we remain steadfast in our mission to constantly generate value for all our stakeholders over the long term. As you are well informed, this marks R R Kabel's inaugural earnings conference call subsequent to our IPO. It is valuable to spend some time delving into our company's story. To provide an overview, I trust this will be helpful to all participants. With this now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Jain to take this call further.
Thanks, Shri Gopal ji. R R Kabel is one of the leading companies in India consumer electrical industry, comprising wired cables and fast-moving electrical goods, that is FMEG, with an operating history of over 23 years in the country. RRK is the fifth largest player in the branded wire and cable market in India, representing approx 7% market share by value as of FY23. It is one of India's largest exporter of wire and cable from India, with 9% market share of export market as of FY23. R R Kabel is present in 65 countries and sells range of wires and cable products across the world. The company has one of the largest network of more than 325,000 electricians and more than 124,000 retailers network across India. Wire and cable is the dominant part of our business, and during the first half of FY24, 90% of company's revenue from operations was generated from the wire and cable segment, while FMEG has seen a significant scale-up of revenue from operations contribution of 10% from 7% in FY19. Company preliminary sales wire and cable under the brand name R R Kabel in India and the international markets. India's wire and cable industry continues to benefit from strong tailwinds such as growth in commercial and residential sectors, government's infrastructure thrust, rural electrification, higher per capita consumption of electricity, 5G rollout, digitization initiative, and robust global demand with rising income and brand awareness. The industry its branded share is up from 57% in FY15 to 72% in FY23. RR Kabel is well placed given its strong product portfolio, robust distribution network, brand image, product quality, and highly certified manufacturing facility. Our FMEG segment includes a wide range of products in portfolio such as fans, lighting, switchgear, and appliances. The company preliminary sells FMEG products under the brand name RR and Luminous and professional lighting under the brand name Aristrom. In May 22, RR Kabel acquired the home electrical business from Luminous, which helped boost its lighting and premium and mid-premium fans offering, thereby expanding the product portfolio in the FMEG segment. The FMEG industry in India is witnessing increased demand for premium products as consumers are showing a rising interest towards smart, ready-to-use and technologically advanced products. RRK is well placed to capture the emerging opportunities by expanding distribution network and innovative product development. Now here I will discuss the financial performance of Q2 of current fiscal FY24. In Q2 FY24, on a consolidated basis, we achieved a revenue of 1,610 crores, representing a remarkable growth of approximately 18% YOY. Our EBITDA for the quarter was 121 crore, making an impressive growth of about 93% YOY. And our PAT doubled from Q2 FY23 and is standing at rupees 74 crores. Moving to H1 of FY24 performance, in H1 FY24, on a consolidated basis, we achieved a revenue of rupees 3,207 crores, representing a momentous growth of approximately 23% YOY. Our EBITDA for the half year stood at rupees 235 crores, marking a remarkable growth of about 129% YOY, and our PAT more than doubled from rupees 53 crores in H1 FY23 to rupees 148 crores in H1 of FY24. Now let me delve into the segment-wise performance of our business. Over the past 6 months, RR Kabel has demonstrated a promising performance, characterized by significant growth in our sales volume. Wire and cable business segment, it has recorded revenue of rupees 2,873 crores compared to rupees 2,324 crores in H1 of FY23, marking substantial growth of approximately 24% in H1 of FY24 when compared with H1 of FY23. The growth was primarily attributed to a notable approximately 28% increase in volumes. Furthermore, exports contributed significantly and accounting for 29% in our total revenue in the same segment. Our EBIT has doubled from rupees 126 crore to 258 crore, showcasing a remarkable growth of more than 100%. This exceptional performance was driven by margin expansion and effective cost management in line with the overall company's growth. Now coming to FMEG business segment, we have achieved a revenue of 334 crores compared to rupees 279 crores, representing a growth of approximately 20% in H1 of FY24 over H1 of FY23. EBIT in this segment has also improved, preliminary due to an increase in gross margin, although this was partly offset by the indirect expenses. During H1 of FY24, the company has efficiently managed its working capital days to 65 days and ensuring short-term financial obligations and expenses can be met while also contributing towards longer-term business objectives. Company continues to keep its best inventory management practice intact while improving on receivable days. With this, I would request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Natasha Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and good afternoon, gentlemen. My first question is on the wires and cables division. Sir, is it possible if you can firstly give us the volume value breakdown and also if you can tell us growth individually in wires and cables?
So, if you see, as I told you, we have grown by approximately 28% in volume terms. If you see this H1 of current year versus H1 of previous year, in that, obviously, since our cable segment is bit smaller, so we got more volume growth. So if I break up, it will be around 25% in wire and 32% in cable segment in volume terms.
Understood, sir. And sir, in terms of wires, especially housing wires, did you experience any slowdown like some of your peers had experienced, or was it not the case for you?
No, so figures itself, it is saying that we have seen 25% volume growth, and majority of our revenue in wires are like coming from real estate in real estate, see, not only housing, but there is like office segment or restaurant, hotel. So altogether, we have seen good demand in wires.
Understood. And so how did the export market do this quarter?
So export, again, we have done very good progress, and as you can see, now export is contributing almost 29% in our revenue, which was approximately 25% a year back. So we have done very good performance in export as well.
And sir, in terms of second half, is it also a better period for you, and can we expect a stronger growth in second half versus the first half?
So if you see our historical performance, we have grown more than industry average, and our volume growth was always more than 20%, and we are expecting to maintain the same growth in this half also.
Understood. And so next, in terms of the CAPEX plans for FY 24, 25 and 26, can you elaborate a little as to what capacities are coming up, what product is coming up? A little light on that would be helpful.
So meet the increasing demand of the business plan what we have made. We have made the CAPEX plan of investment of around rupees 500 crores combined in FY 24 and 25. So altogether in next 2 years, we have planned to have CAPEX of rupees 500 crores. And this will be expanding. We are doubling our power cable capacity. Also, we are increasing our copper wire manufacturing, PVC compound, which is backward integration, and to meet the demand of wire and cable, again, we will increase the demand of PVC compound, E-beam facility, and for this, we have made the expansion plan, and in the phase of execution, the same.
So, right now, I would say approximately 26 to 27% comes from your B2B, which is cables and EPC. So, once these capacities are up and running, what can be the cable contribution, or rather the B2B contribution?
So first, we are not in EPC, but yeah, B2B, it is like almost contributing 25 to 26%. And with this increase, I can say by FY 26, this contribution can be like 70-30 or maybe 68-32, something like that. Because at the same time, we will also grow in wire segment also. So growth will be in the both the segments.
Understood, sir. Sir, lastly, can you give us some growth guidance in terms of where you see the top line and EBITDA margins moving probably in the medium term, say by 26?
So, see, when you talk about wire and cable revenue, it depends on the material prices, but at least we can say, as you have seen, we are growing more than 20% and we'll like to continue in the same segment, in the same range. And at the same time, we have seen EBIT margins of 9% in wire and cable for this half, which is a very good growth we have done already over the previous year. And by focusing on some cost optimization and better product mix and scaling up of operations, we can expect further improvement in our margins profile.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. That was helpful, and happy Diwali to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ankur from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations. Great set of numbers. Just going back to your exports on the wire and cable side, as you said, about 30%, close to 30% is exports. If you could just talk about which are your key geographies, say the top four, five geographies, how are they behaving? Any signs of a slowdown given we're hearing of globally things are kind of getting a little softer. So how are you seeing, say, your current backlog? How are they in terms of inquiries, etc.?
So we have seen very good growth in our export business, and there is a good demand also. If we talk about geography, like we have our export revenues are coming from Europe, comprising U.K. and then USA also contributing to our exports and UAE, Middle East. And good part with us that almost 90% of our sale is in our own brand, which is very big, and this is repeat business. And there also majority of our sales is into B2C segment. So we have seen good demand and also anticipating this demand will continue and grow further in the near future also.
Okay. So no signs of a slowdown yet, right? I think that continues to. Okay.
Oh, no. No.
Okay. Okay. And then, sir, within the domestic piece, if you could talk about your regional breakup, I don't know if you share numbers in terms of how north, west, east, south. I'm assuming north and west would be the stronger markets for us. So any regional split you can tell us? Also, what are you trying to do to increase your market shares in some of the weaker regions in India? Except some.
So as rightly said by you, we are very strong in north and west part of India. But at the same time, we are also expanding our sales in the rest of the zones, south and east. And previous few years, we have met very strong dealer distributor network, retailer network, and electrician network. And so though growth is now coming very fast from the weaker section, but since they have lower weightage, so it doesn't seem that significant. But we have equal focus to grow in all the zones of India.
Okay. And any numbers you can share, sir? I don't know in terms of regional mix, how much would north be, how much would west be together or individually?
So like north and west is contributing almost 65% of our total revenues.
And lastly, on the FMEG side, losses obviously seem to be slightly on the higher side, 12% negative EBIT margins on a Q-on-Q basis. So any outlook, and I understand the industry itself overall seems to be going through a weak kind of phase. The whole consumer electrical space is a little weak. But what steps are we taking? How do you see that, the path to break even and profitability?
So when we see about our FMEG business, first, we need to see that we are very young in this area. And like we started our FMEG segment in FY 2019 only. And this is a segment where you need to give time to establish your brand, products, and market itself. So as per our understanding, we have right focus on our distribution network, correct product profile. If you see, we are present in fans, lighting, switchgear, and home appliances, which is a very big segment of FMEG sector. And with our current focus on distribution, we have grown at 20%. Like when most of the players were either flat or to the negative growth, in that time or period also, we have grown at 20% YOY. And when we talk about profitability, like though right now we have a bit losses of approximately 10%, but by growing up our scale, changing our product portfolio by moving to more premium segment, we are expecting that these losses will reduce to great extent in coming times.
Awesome. Okay, so great. All the best and thanks.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. So sir, related to your wire and cable volume growth, as you had already mentioned, for a first half, 28% of a growth. And if I look at the first quarter, it is quite on the higher side of 36%-37%. So the second quarter is on the lower side of a growth as compared to the first quarter?
If I see this quarter growth was normal when we compared with only Q2, but Q1 since growth was on higher side. See, this industry is expected to grow at 13-14%, and against that on average basis also we are growing more than 20%. So there may be like some variation when you compare with the very small time frame, but overall we are expecting good volume growth and we will maintain this volume growth.
Okay, and the next is the export has grown a faster rate this quarter as compared of the domestic. So can you give some numbers for the domestic, like how much the domestic volume grew? Is it in the teens?
Yeah, so against this 28% volume growth in domestic, maybe around 25 or 26%, export maybe 30-32%. But overall, as I said, there may be 1 or 2% up and down always, like in product mix. Maybe this ratio can be 73-27 or something like that. But overall, see, we have equal focus on our export as well as domestic market.
Okay. Sir, the question on the gross margin, because the gross margin has improved sequentially as well as yearly basis. So what's the factor in that? That's the one, the pricing or the raw material prices. What exactly is the reason for the significant improvement in the gross margin, and where you will see this gross margin to be in the range way forward?
So right now we are in the range of approximately 20% gross margin, and this has improvement has come from 2-3 factors. Like one, we have a good product mix in our sales, so we are focusing on high value added items. Secondly, also since copper prices were in stable mode, so we could improve our margins. And now thirdly, we will also, since we are scaling up our operations, so from efficiency level also, our margins will keep improving as our volumes will grow.
Okay, and also if you can add over here that the export gross margin versus domestic, is it a similar or is there any differences?
So both export and domestic market are different products and different markets, and even our distribution technique is also different. So in exports, we have lower margins, but at the same time now, since we are changing our product mix and moving towards export of high value added items, so now the difference will day by day get reduced, and there will be overall improvement in our margins.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible? Yeah.
Yes, Vivek.
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to know about this foray of you're tying up with the different electricians and how, who are the major influencers. How is that acting? How is that performing? As Astral also did the same thing similar with the plumbers, and that I believe was the key reason behind the success story. So is it in the investment phase or the returns have already started showing, and how is the second question is FMEG business cut turnaround, by when can we expect, sir?
Okay. When I talk about electrician network, see, we have one of the largest network of electricians. And as you were giving an example of plumbers in pipes, same way electricians plays a role in wire segment. Whenever like you or me make home, rather than running what brand of wire and cable you will have, most of the time electricians refer to which brand we should use. So that's why we have this loyalty management program for electricians, and our 100% this program is online and digitalized. And we have seen a very good growth in the number of registration, number of electricians registered in our app. So already we have invested and made good investment in this program, and now we have seen a good number of electricians who are using our brand and referring and using our application and products. And when I talk about FMEG, your second question, so we are expecting to break even or come into the black by FY25.
And sir, our margins are much higher in the domestic business, and exports have been our focus since beginning, and still despite being of the lower margin. And any temporary setback we are or headwinds we are facing in exports due to Ukraine war and now this Israel crisis and other things?
So our export focus was since beginning. Like, we were the first company in, who started export of wires in year 2001. And as you can see, our export has grown. The contribution from export has come to 29% from 25-27% a year back. So altogether, we have not seen any impact in our demand due to Ukraine or geopolitical demand. What situation we have seen in recent past also. And since we are exporting to more than 65 countries, and this is a regular business, so we do not foresee any change. There may be like some changes in geopolitical, but we have sufficient markets where we can mitigate the risk and fulfill the shortfall. If any comes from any one sector, we can fulfill that from other sector, other geography, other products. So we do not foresee any such shortfall in demand.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. So thank you for the opportunity. My question was on the export piece. We've seen that the growth in this quarter, was better than the domestic business. So is there any seasonality element here, or structurally our companies revenues would be inclined towards the export business? Just wanted to get your sense on this element.
Yeah, so sorry, the line got disconnected. So here thing is, our export has increased from 25-27% a year back to 29%. But this is, there is no such a seasonality aspect. There will be always a variation of 1 or 2% up and down in this ratio. But since we are growing more than 20% in both the segments, so there is no seasonality effect, but it is like just a time where there may be some variation in demand in both the sector. But otherwise, we will maintain this ratio of 25-30% export and 70-75% domestic. And we have equal focus in our export and domestic market.
Sure, got it. And sir, given that we have lower margin in the export business, but in this quarter we were able to show higher margins despite the higher export mix. So is there any change in the product mix that you've done in the export piece, and how is the profitability improving in the export business?
So both the markets are different, export and domestic, so there are different kind of product, different kind of value addition. But yes, we have focus now to convert our export business in more high value added items. And as you can see, we are not only in growing in volumes, but also in profitability, we are going at both the fronts. So, our focus will always be to improve our margins and revenues in coming time also.
Got it. And sir, what will be the utilization of our current capacity? And if you can give a sense of how much capacity addition would come with this 500 crore CapEx.
Yeah. So right now we are at almost 70% of our capacity utilization. And in this industry, 70% is considered very good capacity utilization, looking to the vast range of products and the category of SKU we handle. Now with this CapEx, we are doubling our power cable capacity. And also in copper wire, our capacity will increase by almost 20%.
Okay. So the entire 500 crores would come in one go, or will it be in phases? And when should this plant commission? And do we have enough capacities? Since you said 70% is optimal, do we have enough capacities and enough room to grow another 20% in the second half of this year?
Yeah, so this CapEx we are expecting to get completed by end of FY25, and revenue will start coming in FY26 from this CapEx. But since few of the CapEx, like small CapEx, is already undergoing, and we have enough resource to fulfill the demand of at least 20-25% in coming year.
Sure, got it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keyur from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to the team for strong results. First question is on the profitability. If I just back calculate the last year second half profit EBITDA margin blended, we're around 7.5% and we are already there in the Q2. So from here on, should we expect further improvement in margins, or probably these are more steady state margins, at least in the near term for next 2-3 quarters? That is first question.
So like we are in range of 7.5, 7 to 8%, and we will maintain and we will try to improve these margins. Though there may not be a very big difference, but of course there will be improvement due to focus on right product mix, due to by better efficiency in our manufacturing and sales, and same time improvement in our FMEG profitability as well.
Understood. This margin improvement is now function of price hikes and reducing the gap with competitor, or it is a function of cost optimization? And what are the levers for margin improvement from here on?
So it will be a combination of 2-3 factors. As rightly said by you, there will be, of course, there will be improvement in our pricing also. At the same time, we will achieve some cost efficiency due to more utilization or better utilization. And third, also in change in product mix. Like as we said in FMEG, now our focus is to have more premium and mid-premium category of products where we can have improvement in our margins. So this will be a combination of all the factors which will lead to improvement in our margins.
Okay. Second question is, so as you mentioned, 70% utilization. The future growth, at least until FY26, how will this drive the volume growth? Which are the brownfield expansions or the existing capacities? How will you expecting to grow looking at 70% utilization?
So see, we have continuous expansion plan, like a few of the machineries where we have bottleneck to improve the our capacity utilization. We are focusing to remove that bottlenecks. So this growth of or at least to meet this extended demand of 20%, we have sufficient capacity in pipeline which will can meet the increased demand by till FY25. And the other capex plan what I have described of 500 crore rupees, that will help us to meet the increased demand in FY26 and onwards.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Javeri from Perpetual Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the FMEG side. How is the current demand in the fan segment, and how is the premium BLDC segment performing in fans, and what is it as a percentage of our overall fan sales currently?
So see, fan contributes almost 48% in our FMEG segment, and though first half of current fiscal year was very muted and there was not that much demand due to some weather changes, and there was rain even in North India in the month of April and May. So fan was not that much great for first half. But now in second half, again, fan season starts in the month of December, and we could estimate good demand in the second half of current year. As much as we talk about BLDC, this is new buzz in this industry, and since there will be huge electricity and power saving also, so we see good replacement demand due to introduction of this BLDC fan. And we already have that product range in our FMEG portfolio.
Okay, and how do you see the BLDC segment growing over the next few years? Like, what percentage can it become of our overall fans here?
So this is very big game changer in fan industry. As we've seen the, like from basic phone to mobile phone, the revolution what we have seen, we are expecting the same change in fan industry also. We have very huge electricity saving, and now people are quite cognizant to energy saving. So I see full improvement and good scope in BLDC fan utilization.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya with Chris. Please go ahead.
Hi, so am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations on great set of numbers. So I just had a question, like, you know, do we cater to the government business in any direct or indirect way? So do we apply for any tenders or from any EPC guys?
So directly we have very small sector, hardly 1% of our revenue comes from direct government supply, but indirectly of course we are supplying to some of the projects through contractors. Yeah.
But will it be possible for you to, I mean, put a number to it, like what percentage?
No, so see, we have very broad classification of our revenue in terms of like 75% of our revenue coming from B2C and 25% from B2B, but furthermore, we do not have that much visibility because most of the sales comes from our distributor and dealer, so we do not have that kind of data readily available with us.
Got it. Also, what is the capacity utilization in cables and in wires?
So in cable, already we are at 80% of utilization, while in wire it is like around 68-70%.
Perfect. And we expect to break even in the FMEG space by FY25, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Also, I mean, with the IPO issue we had, I mean, we received some money in our other entity, right, Ram Ratna Wires. So, I mean, what are we planning to do with that money?
No, that is not our purview. I cannot comment for that company.
Promoters are the same, right?
But still, both are limited company, public company, so we cannot comment on strategy of other company.
Got it.
I hope you will agree with that.
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simar from Negin Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. One being the previous year's acquisition for Luminous Power. How much do you, in the FMEG segment, how much do you think is the revenue, like what is the revenue for this financial and how much do you think, what are you targeting for FY25 and 26?
So like last year we acquired home electrical business of Luminous, so which was comprising of their fan and lighting segment, and like if I see now it is contributing almost 40% in our total revenue, but going forward since products are similar and even so it will not be possible to track both the segments separately. But in FMEG overall, we are expecting to grow like around 30% year-on-year basis for at least next 2 years.
Okay, got it. And any further strategic acquisitions for in the same sector?
No, right now we do not have any acquisition plan, and our focus will be to strengthening our current business and to use to great extent to whatever current product profile we have.
Got it. So, one last question. Any EBITDA margin guidelines that you can give? No, I believe in the previous panelists had asked the same question where you mentioned you would be increasing the EBITDA from 9% and more. How much, like, can you give a ballpark figure? Would it be in the near teens?
No, see, our focus will be to improve that, but we cannot give exact guidelines. But yeah, of course, you can see from our historical record that we will keep improving in terms of volume, and that will result into the improvement in margins by a focused approach in our business.
All right, sir. Thank you for this, and wishing you and your team a very happy Diwali.
Yeah, thank you, and wish you the same.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for taking a follow-up question. It's related to the borrowing. Can you give the end of the September, how much is the total gross borrowing?
Yeah, so we were having gross borrowing of around 670 crores, which is mainly our working capital facility only. We do not have any term loan as of now.
Okay. And second thing on the CAPEX, that's a 500 odd crore of CAPEX. Is it funded through the internal accrual or a borrowing is also expected?
No, it will be completely through funded through internal accruals only. We have sufficient cash flow to meet that CAPEX plan.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on your working capital, is there a scope for improvement from here onwards as well?
So, see, currently we have net working capital days of 65 days, which is very good, one of the very good working capital days in this industry. But still, we will keep improving. Though I do not foresee a major or any significant change in now going down from this level.
Why I'm asking, sir, is because your export is also increasing. Is that export have a higher working capital as of domestic? Is it like that or?
Yeah, to some extent. My receivable days are only 35 days, but since, see, our export are sometimes it is to Europe and U.S., where even transit time itself is 25-30 days. Therefore, we have some higher days, but still it is contributing not that much high. And 35 days are reasonably good receivable days level.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. Thank you for taking my question. All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Keyur from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Sir, just to better understand the export business, generally what kind of visibility you have in exports looking at a higher transit time? So is it more order based than you have 3 months or 5 months, 6 months visibility? So how does export is different versus say domestic business, and what kind of visibility do we have?
So the good part in our export business is that our export is also like repetitive business, and it is distribution led business, and where we good very well planned demand order in before 2 or 3 months. So there we have firm pipeline of 2 months and rotational pipeline of another 1 or 2 months. So in that way we can manage our production and logistic part effectively and efficiently.
Okay, understood. Just from the growth perspective, which segment do you expect to grow faster? Domestic business considering good real estate pickup or export on a low base?
No, both. See, we have equal focus. As I earlier also said, see, when you are targeting more than 20% growth, you have to keep equal focus on domestic as well as export, or even like new product, new geography, and even on current product also. So we have equal focus on that, and we will keep growing in domestic as well as export market. At the same time, when we see about the factors which are affecting the increase in demand, we have seen very good demand not only from residential or real estate sector, but also in infrastructure, in renewable energy. We have seen a lot of investment coming in solar, wind power. And even when we talk about electrical vehicles, so there is like 2-3 kind of demands, in not only for manufacturing of electrical demand, but also to making infrastructure for EVs. So altogether, we see very good demand, not only in India, but domestic also we have seen good demand. In spite of people when talk about slowness or negative demand in Europe or something, but we have seen good demand.
Okay. And last question. If I look at FY23, second half was stronger than first half. Now, this is what is the case generally? In actual sense, second half had higher base in FY23?
So this is general trend of this industry that normally H2 is always a little bit higher side from H1 side, but it is not any something fixed trend, but we are expecting the same trend will remain to continue, and H2 can be more stronger.
Okay. And the kind of growth that you have witnessed in quarter two of this year, in percentage terms, will it continue with such kind of growth as base goes higher over next 2 or 3 quarters?
So again, as I said, we are focusing in volume growth. We will try to maintain the growth of more than 20%. In wire and cable, and 30% in FMEG, and we hope this will be continued for the next 2-3 quarters.
Understood. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Gopal Kabra, sir, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Certainly, India's wire and cable industry continues to benefit from strong tailwinds such as government infra and Make in India initiatives and policy reforms, promoting productions, export and ease of doing business, etc. We believe RR Cable is well positioned to capture a significant share of this growth due to its existing market share, brand recognition, and diversified product portfolio. Ability to innovate, scale up operations, sizable and certified manufacturing facilities, and infrastructure quality and safety of products, and vast distribution reach with potential to scale up its FMEG business well. With this, I would like to thank you for joining with us today. In case of you have any follow-up query, please do connect with us. Thank you and have a great day ahead, and I am wishing you Happy Diwali and Happy New Year.
Thank you. On behalf of RR Kabel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.